station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Authorities in Florida say a gunman who opened fire inside a Dollar General store on Saturday, killing three black people, was motivated by hate. The FBI has opened a hate crimes investigation. Special Agent Sherry Onks.
No life should ever be lost to this kind of violence, and our thoughts are with the families tonight after this tragic event.
Authorities say the gunman took his own life. Prior to the attack, he sent writings to federal authorities and at least one media outlet. Much of Florida under a state of emergency, as forecasters say a tropical depression near Mexico may become a hurricane and hit the state midweek. An evacuation order lifted for some residents near Lahaina after another wildfire was sparked, not far from where a wildfire devastated the community earlier this month. Firefighters able to get control of that fire quickly. Bob Barker, who hosted The Price is Right for more than 30 years, has died just a few months shy of his 100th birthday. This is ABC News. Authorities in Choctaw, Oklahoma now say one teenager has died following a shooting during a high school football game on Friday night. Police believe an argument between two people led to shots being fired. This person was there.
People running, and, you know, I kind of stood there. We were on the Choctaw side. I just kind of stood there in shock for a second. We just started running.
Authorities say the 16-year-old victim was shot in the groin and died. No arrests have been made. A spokesperson for Bronny James, the son of basketball superstar LeBron James, says the 18-year-old's sudden cardiac arrest last month during a workout at USC was due to a congenital heart defect. A statement says the defect can and will be treated. Thousands descending on the nation's capital Saturday to mark the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington, where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. Many of those gathered say they did so with a renewed call for social, economic, and racial justice. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, we're having fun in a Saturday night Sunday replay here on Civic Media. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue or shop them online, or stop by and say hi online. Weikert-LakePoint.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison, and you can also shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Let's kick the 8 o'clock hour off with a double dip. A Magic Conch is brand new from them. It's called Running in Place. Magic Conch on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Never take the time to give a damn about the folk who live below the line. And every broken promise has a chance to make amends. Step back, relax, take deep breaths. Don't give yourself a heart attack. Hypertension in your veins. They dabble with sounds. They'll make the hair on your neck stand up from all the rabble rounds. It's enough to mask the pain. The gates we're lacking the tools.
nice fair fight, but the boys on top don't play by the rules. Maybe we'll find a cure, unless it's unpopular. Sounds like the verdict for this case is that we've been running. Softly.
Love that outtone. Meet Me in the Middle. That's Magic Conch. Brand new music from Magic Conch. Meet Me in the Middle on Max Inc. Radio. Civic Media running in place before that. They just announced a show, too. Friday, November 17th at the Burr Oak. They're playing with Nestor and Seesaw. That's going to be a show that's off the hook right there. Put that on your calendar.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
No doubt. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Hope your evening is going well. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr on the Civic Media Radio Network. I hope you have the app, the brand new Civic Media app on your phone right now. It's the best way to listen to Max Inc. Radio for sure. Rocker, Rockstar, Death Notice.
Yeah, Jimmy, Bernie Marsden, guitarist from Whitesnake, one of the original founding members, has passed away.
There it is.
Yep, that's the song. Man. He's one of the co-writers I Go Again. And he formed that after he was in UFO. He's played with Cozy Paul and John Lord and all that kind of stuff. So they were formed. Whitesnake was formed after David Coverdale left Deep Purple.
Yeah.
And Bernie Marsden was there with him. So
growing up when...
72.
When Whitesnake came out, I didn't like them. I thought they were kind of a Zeppelin ripoff.
And when in 72 or in 78 when they
Whitesnake,
came out?
Whitesnake, in this song here, was when they were popular.
Like that was in the 80s.
Yeah. Anyway, Rockstar Death Notices. Amazing. They're all dying now. We're all getting old.
Ouch.
But there's lots of young kids
yes!
to take over the mantle of rock and roll, Jimmy.
For that.
I don't know how I went there. I had no idea how to get the hell out of it. Eject. Let's do some bar notes with Terry Barr. Hi, Terry.
Hi there. I've got a couple quick bar notes for you tonight. This one, in fact, I think one of you guys sent this to me, and I'm finding it really interesting. We'd like to take a look at a couple of things that maybe can help out musicians, you know, promote shows, promote venues. This one is for a downtown performance space permit.
Yes.
Is this a new thing?
It's actually not, but they're publicizing it.
So we are going to post this on our socials, or I will share it from David, who originally posted this. And basically what he's talking about is how to get a permit so that you can play and use your amplification.
That's the key.
And you won't get in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4 different places, 5 different places to be able to set up and play. But I like that it sounds like they're getting organized about it too. So we'll share that with you. If you think you want to do a show anywhere along State Street, somewhere downtown Madison, there we go. We've got the way for you to do it and to get away with it legally.
It's just a $15 permit.
That's awesome.
And then you get the electrical, and you get to set up your amplification. And they have usually two things, like one early in the day and then like a two-hour thing more at night.
That's
so there's
perfect.
There's plenty of opportunity.
We need more music like this.
Let's do the show. Outside of State Street. I think one of the locations is Library Mall and Peace Park down the road here.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. And the other thing, I don't know if anybody's heard about this, but Harmonious Whale, of course, having a whale of a time on their tours of Ireland and Scotland, and they've been sharing so many great stories. But I think they're also feeling a little bit sad because their bass player, Jeffo, who's been with them for a really long time, he's going back to college.
Wow.
Yeah. So they are having a couple last hurrahs with him. They've got the 20th year of the Midwest Gypsy Swing that they'll celebrate with him at the Art in the Barn in Fitchburg. That's September 8th and 9th. But then his actual come and say goodbye to him show is before the Midwest Gypsy Swing on Thursday, September 7th. And that's going to be at Leopold's Books. That's in Madison. But we wish Jeffo tons of luck.
Well, he lives forever in the Devil's Lair on our podcast site.
Oh, that's so good.
You can always listen to him.
Yeah, excellent. And we'll share those events, too, so you know if you want to be able to go and say thanks for all the great music, Jeffo.
Wow.
There's your bar notes.
Thank you, Terry. Bar
yes,
notes.
Yes, sir.
You know, I want to tell you guys a little story,
Rocker's got a bar note.
All right.
So my first gig ever playing as a drummer was at Library Mall.
And my band,
The Sequentials, had done a permit. And they used to have concerts there in the mid-80s all the time, like full-on PA systems and everything. So we used to play there quite often at noon for like a lot of students. And you pay $15. Get the permit, plug into the pole, and have a big concert. And so there are like 5 stages basically you could have all along State Street. It's,
so
it's an amazing opportunity. That's why we wanted to share it.
Absolutely. I like that. Plug in the pole. And play. Let's plug in the pole right now. We got Candace Griffin. She's coming in with a special guest to play live in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Plus Jeff Hamilton joining us here shortly. Let's do some Beatles via Mars Hall on Max and Kevy.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Maxi Gritty on Civic Media. That is Panchromatic Steel and Paranoid Android. And Panchromatic Steel, they're going to be in the Devil's Lair on September 19th. That's a Saturday night. More about that date here shortly. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Rocker, Terry Barr, I'm Jimmy Kay.
You know, hello!
First of all, let's talk... what was I going to say? Okay. Well, first of all, call or text. That was on the list.
Okay.
Call or text us on the Civic Media app, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. I blame my stuttering tonight on Alan Robinson, by the way. I'm having an Alan Robinson hangover is what I'm having.
You should have had him come on later then.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Uh-huh. We did get a text. This one says, you guys are a hoot. Keep it up. So I guess whatever.
Hoot.
Happened with you with
Thank
Alan
you.
Is still okay.
Yeah.
Because we're still a hoot.
I
so
want to give good. I want to give my buddy Allie. It's her birthday today.
Oh, nice.
She's not in Madison. She's on vacation. And she's an awesome person. So happy Aww. Happy birthday, Allie.
That's nice, Jimmy K.
The September calendar. It's pretty rocking here at Max Inc. Radio. We have three big shows coming up in September. The first of which is Riff Raff Fest. That's up in Wausau, Rocker. Super big show. And our friends up at Bull Falls Radio are involved. They're part of the sponsor. It's going to be at the Pollock Inn on September 9th. And that's going to be a great show. A lot of good rock there. We're going to talk more about that later in Max Inc. Heavy. And then on September 19th.
16th.
Saturday the 16th. Thank you. Saturday the 16th, we'll be at the Dark Star Art Bar for Sky Urchin, the Vipers, and the Peacemaker. That's John Stover's new band. And I'll be broadcasting live from 6 to 9 p.m. from the Dark Star.
So brave.
I'm getting out of the studio. Rob Roberts is going to come here and hang out with you two.
That's going to be so much fun.
Super
and
exciting.
That's the night, and that's the night we'll have Panchromatic Steel in the Devil's Lair.
Very nice.
Exactly. And Cat and Hurricane 16th. Will be on the show that night, too. Mm-hmm. And then on the September 24th, that's a Sunday, is another matinee show at the High Noon Saloon. The doors open at noon. Show starts at 1, and you're out of here by 4. This time, rockers, the Skin Tones, the Drunk Drivers, and Fiberweed.
New band
here in Madison.
Interesting. Yep. Okay. Yep.
So, yeah, that's going to be an awesome show. The Skin Tones and the Drunk Drivers. I mean, that would be show enough, but now a new band, Fiberweed.
I like that.
They're a lot of fun.
Stuff.
That's going to be a great show. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated. Three Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and brand new on Gammon Road by Woodman's West. Now offering local delivery, and you can shop online, herbalaspect.com.
You know, Jimmy, when you're there at the matinee show, it doesn't even seem like it's a matinee. You think you're out like on a Saturday night. And also, you like walk outside and you're like, oh, wow, that's right. It's daytime.
Plenty of shows here at Max Inc. Radio. Get out and get involved with your music scene because we are local music. Hey, we're going to talk with Jeff Hamilton next on Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music. Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. you'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
The Madison Area Music Association is hosting its annual Mama Awards at the Crucible, Sunday, August 27th. Doors open at 6:30 with DJ Femme Noir. Then it's live music from The Rascal Theory, The Mascot Theory, and Cat and the Hurricane. Find out who wins, support a great cause, and help Mama celebrate the first 20 years of honoring local musicians, supporting local music education, and putting instruments into kids' hands. Donate or learn more at themamas.org.
All right, Candace Griffin is coming up live in the Devil's Lair here in a couple of minutes. Hopefully we'll get Jeff Hamilton on the phone. It's Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night.
the same for staying. I know things haven't quite been looking up, but I think it might be changing, 'cause we are all we've got. I said we are all we've got.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Fake Tats, that's Radio for Pats. Love that band. You know, there's
a song.
We should be like on YouTube when we're playing songs and stuff. There's so much stuff happening here in the studio.
You know, we could be.
It's
if you
very
guys really
comical.
Want to, I can get that arranged for you.
Don't forget, hit the Max Inc. Radio. Let's think about it. Let's count to 20, as Rocker would say. Make sure you hit the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of podcasts up there, The Devil's Lair. And this show will be podcasted early next week, too, because of Rocker. He's awesome. And Rocker, who's our next guest?
Jimmy, Jeff Hamilton is a musician, a producer, a songwriter, touring musician. He's played with the Violent Femmes, Beatallica, Mississippi Cactus, to name just a few. He was once an audio engineer mixing at the legendary Milwaukee live music venue, The Globe. And original owner Ian Pesch opened the Globe on North Avenue in 1993, and he sold it to Leah Goff in the late 90s. Now, 20 years after the historic club closed, there is a Globe reunion show at the Miramar Theater in Milwaukee on September 2nd. And here to tell us about the reunion show is Jeff Hamilton. Jeff, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Woo! Thanks, Jeff. Uh-oh.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Am I here?
Oh, and gentlewoman. I'm kind of Thank a gentlewoman. I don't know.
My preferred touring terms are henchmen and henchwomen.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
First, Jeff, tell us.
I'm live.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm getting a call right now.
No.
Right now.
Do they not know that you're famously on radio right now?
All right, let's talk.
All right, Jeff, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I know you're kind of an icon yourself in Milwaukee. So before we get to the Globe, tell us just a little backstory.
My name is Jeff Hamilton.
This is live radio. I mean, this is how things can go, you know?
I know. Uh-huh.
Jeff, if you could hop in the
I'm
time.
I'm on tour currently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you?
I'm in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, wow. Right. Who are you playing with these days, or what are you doing on tour?
I cannot disclose.
This is one of those top secret tours, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But the readers and the listeners will absolutely know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
So let's talk about the Globe.
So tell us a little bit about the Globe. Tell us about the Globe in the heyday when you were working there. What kind of club was this?
Well, the Globe, the boardwalk was at the Globe, I apologize to the listeners.
Okay.
So many bands played there,
yeah.
And so many bands recorded there, and there's 18 bands playing at the Globe reunion on September 2nd.
And that's at the Miramar? Yes. We said that in unison.
Not
I liked
the Globe.
It. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
What?
I apologize because I'm on tour right now.
Yes. You're concentrating on a bunch of different things all at the same time.
You're not on stage
Absolutely.
Right now, are you?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Are you on stage?
Kind of, because I'm dealing with 18 bands.
I love the story about the Globe.
Off.
Oh, on your day
on my
off,
day
too.
Off. On my day off, yeah.
Hey, I love the story about the Globe. I'm sorry I never had a chance to get there, but it sounds like this would be the place to be when it was in its heyday.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was. And it's, you know, it's the reason why you guys are calling.
Yeah.
You know, fantastic club. It's basically the club that, if I were to think about this, Gwen Stefani, Do you know who that is? Yeah, she played there when she was Gwen Stefani and not Gwen Stefani. and on and on and on and on and on. And I apologize because I'm just in the middle of another tour.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, I'm flying in and playing the Globe thing and organizing everything.
Okay. So how does that make you feel? Are you happy? Are you excited about doing this reunion?
Oh, shit. Oops. So happy. So
good.
Happy, but very exhausting.
Yeah.
Very exhausting because I've been organizing the entire thing.
Yeah.
While I'm on tour with a major artist. And, it's so fun. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
And there's tickets left and you can buy them at the Miramar, www.miramar. It'll be on your sites and whatnot. And I apologize because I'm right.
You're on
now,
tour, dude.
Yeah, he's on tour.
You're on tour. Yeah. You're on stage. We're and bothering you. I understand.
Yeah. And I apologize because I completely forgot about this.
That's all right.
Ah, so it's the shock of getting the phone call that you're going to be on live radio, right now.
Full on.
Well, let's.
I love your guys' accommodation. So, anyways, so the Globe, it's like our CBGBs in Milwaukee.
Oh.
It's like our Troubadour. It's like our Fillmore.
Yeah.
The Globe closed. 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago.
There's a lot of history.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're doing this, though.
Hey,
it's going to be great.
Hey, Jeff, thank you for the time. If people wanted to get tickets, obviously Miramar, it's going to be a good show. Any other way? Any other last thing you want to say about the Globe?
Oh, man.
Putting you on the spot here.
The last band.
You're on stage. You're on
the
tour.
Last band.
Got groupies coming over to you.
What was the last band?
The last band. I booked every single band.
Yes. And there's 18.
I was a booking agent. Okay, there's 18. The last band. Here's the name of that last band.
Uh-oh.
Big Dumb Dick.
Yep. They were on the cover of Maximum Inc. at one time.
Woo!
Yep.
Yep.
From Milwaukee.
Exactly.
It's going to be a great show.
Okay that I said that?
That's fine. We'll work through it.
Better than the other one. Yeah.
Alice is calling the lawyers right now.
I didn't swear.
No, we didn't. Hey, Jeff, we got to go.
Take it easy, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Cheers.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Here's to the Globe. Woo!
Ethan Keller is playing the Globe on Max Inc. Radio.
On the cold days, get to think about it, get away, Gulf Coast, here I come. Dreams down the drain, drown in a hurricane, I'm a dog fed on crumbs. I don't wanna own a thing, just a song I sing, got the bucket list in the queue. People question, the places beckon, I'll see them all soon with you. Drive home, sweet highway, home, sweet highway, home, sweet highway, yeah. Fly the rock freeway on the way to Muscatine, cop from my autograph. Big money making broke, blowing money on the riverboat, I'm just trying to stay on the path. Hit K-City, there's a girl kind of pretty, she's a little young for me. Living a double life, cheating on my wife, I just want to get free. And head home sweet highway, home sweet highway, home sweet highway, yeah. Why are you more beautiful from a distance? But I drive so far to reach a dead end. I may get lost, though go astray. It's just my way or the highway. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway, yeah. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway.
running out of time, playing on stolen gear. Oh, what the heck, I'll probably die in a wreck. I just wanna disappear. I'll never be fixed, never get rich, a roadblock or going rogue. Every day I think about getting away, I'll retire to the road and drive home sweet highway. Home sweet highway, home sweet highway, yeah. Fly from Burlington to Cape Girardeau, Wisconsin to Central Colorado. Gotta be in Austin day after tomorrow. Home sweet highway, home sweet highway, home sweet highway, yeah. Home sweet highway, 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 home sweet highway. Home sweet highway. Home sweet highway.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Maxine Radio on Civic Media. Made of Blocks there, Girl Next Door. Hey, stick around. We got Candace Griffin live in the Devil's Lair. And we have this special guest. I don't know who it is yet. I can't wait to find out. Hopefully it's not Jeff.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remmel.